Now let's begin the 13th Perek, which is actually smack in the middle of the entire Sefer, which now the Ramchal says, until now, if you accomplish this, we call you a tzaddik. From now on, Perek Yud Gimel, till the 26th Perek, is how you become a chassid. Chassid, nothing to do with a gartel, nothing to do with long payas and saying burichata, that's not the chassid that he's talking about. Not that there's anything wrong with being that chassid, but it's nothing to do with what the Ramchal is talking about, being a chassid. The chassidus that he's talking about is totally different, as he's going to right now enter a whole new, this is like the middle of the Sefer, because it's 26 chapters. This is the 13th chapter, and says the Ramchal, HaPrishas, Perek Yud Gimel, Prishas hu tchilas hachassidus. Prishas, how does he translate? To abstain?
Abstinence.
Abstinence. What does he say?
Prishas.
Abstinence. How does he translate? An art scroll. Oh, he says Prishas. Okay, good. Let's see. Everything till now that you accomplished till chapter 12 is in order to make you a tzaddik. From chapter 13 and on is how you become a chassid. Now he says, zihirus and precious are like zrizus and chassidus. So again, precious and Zihirus. Zihirus is on the level of Tzaddik. Under Zihirus, Zihirus is the level of Tzaddik. Under Zihirus is Precious. Precious is the level of Chassid. Zrizus is the level of Tzaddik. And Chassidus is the level of Chassid. Shezeb Esur Meirav, Zeb Asi Taiv. Vine Klala Precious Umarjim and the Kaddish Asim Gomutalach. This is incredible. These next two Prakim change three Prakim. Literally changed my whole entire life. Listen to how he explains it. He says like this. Zeb Esur Meirav Zeb Asi Taiv. And Klal Prishus is like this. Kadesh Atzcha B'Mutalach. Be Mekadesh yourself with that which is Mutter. You can eat as much as you want. You could feast as much as you want. Glot kosher. But that's not what it's about. V'zosi Oy Rasa Shal Amila Asma Prishus. V'zomi Oy Persha Marach Asma Min Adover. Something that's Mutter. So it's 100% Mutter to eat 35 hot dogs. It's 100% mutter to drink 6 bottles of wine, as he's going to explain. 100% mutter. But what? That's a person who does that is not going to be able to be close and to be makadish himself. Kadesh atzmacha liyos, right? Kadesh atzmacha b'mutterlach, which means even the things that are mutter, you don't overindulge in. That's what precious is. All the things that are mutter, you are careful with them also, as he's going to say. You aser on yourself something that is mutter. It's 100% mutter for me to drink wine. I'm not drinking wine. It's 100% mutter for me to sleep for 10 hours. I'm not sleeping for 10 hours. It's 100% mutter for me to eat 6 pieces of bread. I'm not eating 6 pieces of bread. Because what happens? Because when a person begins to go ahead and be careful, even the things are mutter, he guards himself for even the things that are usher, as he's going to talk about in the next 3 prakim. Because it's all having the insight and the foresight to know if I do this, this is totally mutter, but this mutter thing will lead me to do something that's usser, and it's totally subjective. Totally subjective. For this guy, he could eat 10 pieces of bread. For this guy, if he eats 10 pieces of bread, he's going to do. This guy could drink a cup of wine. This guy can't drink wine. It's totally subjective, not objective, as he's going to say. He says, Yifresh Menu. He says, anything that can give birth to hurting you, you're not going to do it, even if it's totally mutter. All right, we're in 10 minutes. We'll stop over here to be continued. Good Gimel, a few lines in the art scroll, page 269, 4 lines from the top, thank you. And in the green Feldheim, we are page 92, Tzadi Beis, bottom paragraph. And again, we are now in the second half of the Sefer.
which is dealing with chasidus. And precious is the beginning of chasidus. So says the Ramchal, the hisponein, process. Think about it. Sirah sheyesh kan shalosh madregos. Okay, let's try and focus everybody because this is very important here. Yesha yisurim asram. They're the things that themselves are usher. I'll call Yisrael. Right? So you have, right, I'll just use a very simple example. The simple example is Shabbos, writing on Shabbos. Right? So writing on Shabbos is an Isser Daraisa. Then you have the Mukta, right? Let's say the pen, or whatever it is, picking up the pen, or you're writing half a word without getting into halacha. Right, no one walks around with a pen because why? Because you're gonna touch a pen and then you're gonna end up writing. So the isser is only to write. That's the isser. But the chachama made a boundary to make sure that you don't do the isser. That's number two. Then here's number three. Shemutal al kol parush uparush asasiyos konis pesoch shelo ubone gedarim laatzmo. And if you're a writing addict, I know this is a very bad example, but if you're addicted to writing, then it could be you can't even be in a house that has any pens. I could have used a much better example, but that's the example that I thought of, right? So you can't even be near. Now that's going to be very subjective, not objective. The picking up a pen is objective. Writing is objective. That's Torah, Derabbanan. Precious is all subjective, as we're going to see in a second. Dahainu, laniach min haterim atzmam. I'm going to take something that is actually mutter. Shaloi nesru l'chol Yisrael. V'lifrosh mehem kadei shiyem meruchuk min hara herchuk gadol. That's why I told you guys. We're now entering a world of a very personal world of the Mesillas Yesharim. Now it's going to be time for you to figure out what your precious is, as we're going to see. Vim tomar. Frektor Amchal, minayim lanu lios musim v'holchem yisurim. Who says we're supposed to do this? Didn't the Chacham tell us, le'daicha mashas v'toira, is it not enough that we have so many things that are usur, shatabal usur l'chadvar macherim? You're going to tell me I can't even do things that are mutter? So, and further Amchal, harei mashar v'holchem, sorry, he goes further, chetzarech l'asur v'lasur v'zharek v'rasu mashenuch l'heter u'menei sh'roi yosiroi l'heter. The Chachamim were smart enough to say what is mutter and what is usser. So you're going to tell me that now I have to take something that's mutter and I can't have a piece of steak? I can't drink wine? Come on. Why should we do new isurim? That's question number one. Very valid question. Question number two. If so, there's no end. It's going to end up that no one's going to enjoy this world. And it says, listen to this, you guys will like this. Like they say, a person has to see the Alps. In one time in your life, you have to see the beauty of the Alps. Hashem created a beautiful world. He gave us food. He gave us things. You're supposed to enjoy this world. What are you telling me? I can't have a cup of wine. What are you telling me? I can't enjoy my bed. That's what it's made for, right? Right? That what? That a person's going to give a din v'cheshbon that you did not take advantage, right? Okay. And for the Ramchal, hatshuvah, here we go. This is very important. You must be careful, and you must abstain. And the Chacham said, "Umashnemer kedoshim to you, separate yourself, be holy, prushim to you." What does that mean to separate yourself? Don't totally indulge. Anyone who fasts is holy, like a nazir from a kavachomer like a nazir. Oidamru tzadik oichel le'nosay v'nafshay. A tzaddik eats to satisfy himself. Is that they brought him this food, a lot of food. They said, They used to say, "This is a king." Oid amru, right? Meaning you have to be part. You have to take it slow. Oid amru Rabbeinu Hakadosh b'shas misaso. When he died, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi picked up his fingers and he zakav eser atzposos, and it says galuv yedul fnecha. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, right? It was very, very wealthy. Galuv, financially wealthy. Galuv yedul, I mean everything wealthy. Galuv yedul fnecha shloi neinesi min olay mazeh afilu be'espektana. I did not enjoy from this world even with my pinky. I think Tzvi, you referenced this the other day. Right? It says, instead of a person davening on Divrei Torah that they should go into my stomach, Yispal al achil ushtia shaloyi kansu b'sach me'av. That was what you were talking about? Right? See, I listened to you, Tzvi. Right? So what's the pshat? The pshat is that stop davening that the Torah goes into your belly. Stop eating so much. And then the Torah will go into your belly. So we know we have to be careful. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi right, says, I'm not enjoying this world so much. You're not supposed to go ahead and enjoy so much. Omnam, here we go. But we have the opposite. Because the opposite said that what? That a person has to, right, enjoy this world. The world was given to us to enjoy. So here we go. This is it, guys. Kivadai chilukim rabim veikrim yesh bedaver. Yesh prishus shenitztavinu bo, yesh prishus shezarno lov lebilti kashabo. There's ways to abstain, and there's ways that you have to be careful not to abstain. Huma shoma shoma melcho ha-shalom, great line, al tiet tzadik harbe. Don't overdo it. Balance. That's why I love these prakim. Balance, balance, balance. Don't be too big of a tzaddik. Most people are extreme. When Nevar Ata preaches Atov, let's talk about the good abstaining. Kinei Acher Shizbar Lono Yeis Kolin Yani Olam Nisyon Isladam. You hear this line? After it's Nisbar, it's getting a new underline. After every person knows that everything in this world can become a challenge for a person. That we prove V'chachnuna Barayis Tisam Islanu. And it's true, Gam Kein Rov Chul Shasa Adam. Moshe, you hear this? The weakness of people. The Kirva is Daita Yala Rose. People are weak and they're very close to doing bad things. Don't trust yourself that you, No. You're going to rationalize. Yisbar Behechor Shekoma Shukhodom Limal Min Anyan Meili Rosh Yaseyu. Be very careful what you're indulging in. Because these things that are seemingly mutter have little branches and they have feet that end up making it usser. You will never find an enjoyment in this world. There is no enjoyment in this world that in its heel and next to it smells like a chet. Derech mashal. Here's the example. Hamaychul v'amishta. Are you allowed to eat what you want? You're allowed to drink what you want? Shenuka b'luchzar achila. Glat kosher. Glat kosher. Hine mutarim heim. Omnam. What happens when you fill up your stomach? Milu akeres moshe chachar prikas ol. Then, I'm not in the mood to daven. I'm stuffed. U'mishta ayayin. A person goes ahead and drinks wine. Glat kosher, beautiful wine. Holy wine. What does it do? It makes you want to do things that are usser. Ushar dvarim raim. A person gets drunk from wine. What is he getting drunk for? So he can learn more Torah? No. If a person eats too much, what happens? He's used to eating three fat, beautiful, delicious meals. What are you going to do? When you get home to your wife, she's going to cook you something and it's going to be like, oh, my first time cooking your stuff, she makes you some bland rice with some boiled chicken, right? You'll call Walt right away. There you go. Oh, beautiful, delicious meal. I'll be back in 5 minutes, honey, right? You're going to go Chinese food? Yeah, go try that one, right? But that's what you're going to have to do. Yichavloi. It's going to hurt you. Then you're going to have a status. You're going to have, like we learned yesterday, you're going to have to, people are going to say, oh, I ate over this guy's house. They only had one type of, right? Meat boards. We love meat boards. Exactly. So you got to afford a meat board. You have to have 6 different types of sushi. You have to have 12 different types of poppers. You have to have all these things. And if I don't have them, I'm going to get angry. Even though it's totally mutter. Not only is it mutter, it's glad kosher. It messes up everything. That's one side of the coin. The Sura Mara Hashem knew what's going to eventually happen. You think you're doing something mutter, but what is it going to bring to you? Anybody who sees a woman commit adultery, or that's not the case, but basically someone who sees in the Beis Hamikdash, whatever happens, someone saw it, it must be something to do with wine. What does it have to do with wine? Yeah, because it's wine that brings a person to these things. Okay? Oh, I don't want to stop here, but I think we have to stop here. Yeah, let's stop here. I'm going to read this next for the shurim. Turn it off.